The following video contains Christian-based commentary. Viewer discretion is advised.
So, the other day, I saw part of this video, and that part was enough to kind of make me want to, like, respond to it a little bit. Now, to be fair, I will conclude the video personally so I can have a better understanding of it in its entirety, but the part that I saw just off-rip was, you'll see as the video goes on. So the title of the video is Attraction Necessary? By this Christian-based YouTuber. I forget her name, but I have seen some of her videos before. I don't think that she usually has terrible takes in general. At least from what I've seen, it's a pretty good take for some of her videos. But this one here, I must say, left much to be desired. At least in the opening. So again, the title of the video is Attraction Necessary? There's a subtitle to it, but I don't remember. I'm talking bloody head. Essentially, we're asking the question, do you have to be attracted to your spouse to have, like, a good marriage? Is the meta question, I think. If that be the case, or actually, I don't even think it's, like, to be with it. I think it's even to just engage in the relationship at all. One thing I think is really interesting, as of late, is the cold, hard juxtaposition between the things I was taught about women when I was younger versus how they truly operate. This is, of course, the natural essence of the so-called manosphere, red pill, MGTOW space in general, that what we are taught as young boys and how to view and perceive and date young ladies doesn't match up with the realities of their behaviors. It's an important conversation that does need to be had, because this is a really important one. One that has misled many a young man and has caused a great amount of frustration, rage, and dare I would say resentment. And that is the age-old BS that women care more about men's personalities than they do their looks. Now, it's entirely possible, it's possible but unlikely, that the hyper-shallowness that affects our entire generation, really, is something that occurred mostly due to the boom of, say, Facebook, Instagram, and from Instagram, influencing culture that kind of webbed its ugly, materialistic webs and claws into the rest of us. I'll make a video talking about that in the future because I think it's a very important conversation. However, I also think that it's still important to say that maybe we can't blame everything on the internet and everything on Instagram, because even when I was a teenager, a little bit younger than that, I noticed that girls absolutely did care, sometimes a little bit more, about the fact that a dude was hot or attractive than any other factor about him. It is a bold-faced lie. It's just straight deception. It's just a straight-up lie to suggest that women care more about personality than looks. It might be the case that some women operate like that, but generally speaking, they don't. And it was really, 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 dare I would say, I understand how everyone's lives know that. No, it was a really cruel disservice given to me and given to my brothers to lie to us straight up that us being attractive isn't important. You know what else is even more important than that? The fact that, technically speaking, what women deem as attractive, which again, may be influenced by influencer culture more than anything reasonable, is what counts for an attractive male, is extremely unreasonable. Like, really unreasonable, especially when you break down all the factors and facets and elements down, which leads a lot of women to being dissatisfied with the men that they sometimes do end up picking, which is another conversation that's important to have, but that's going to make this really long. Technically, the video I'm responding to is like 19 minutes by itself, and if you look at the runtime, I clearly didn't go through all of it, but I am going to go through the intro, maybe a little bit of the middle, and kind of see how it concludes. I had to say this preamble first to say, this video here is hilarious to me because it spits in the face of the BS that young ladies care more about personality than they do attraction at all. Just zilch, nada. That's just not true. And it was a disservice granted to so many young men to tell them this fact about women, only for them to realize later in life that that's just not true. In fact, ironically enough, sometimes that's the most important thing about you, which, again, is its own problem, but I also, again, will have to cover that in another video more focused on that. So anyway, she'll take us away, and you guys will probably see immediately a lot of the problematic factors of her commentary.
Talk about a notion that I see going around the internet, and even before it was going around the internet, it's something that I had kind of heard growing up myself, and so I just wanted to talk about it. It's the notion of encouraging Christian women to marry men that they find unattractive.
God forbid the group of women who are called to be kind and considerate individuals would be kind and considerate to ugly men, because the only people that should be loving them is God, apparently. Sorry, I just sends me a bit that we disregard men from love because they're ugly. You think that's a bit nasty? Just a little bit. I don't know. Continue.
Or just generally like ugly men because they're nice or because they're otherwise qualified.
Now, of course, with that caveat added there, it is very clear that the most important thing would indeed have to be that the male is attractive. Because if you're telling me that you cannot engage with this person because they're just not attractive, but they have all these other qualities, and that those other qualities can't match being attractive, do I need to be a super genius to break down the logical conclusion that that is? Because I can go further and say, in absence of all the other qualities, if physical attraction is present, the woman will proceed. And then she will complain to hell and back about how he lacks all the other qualities while she stays in the relationship with him 4 years. I'm just saying, like, maybe we've done ourselves a bit of a disservice here. No, I guess not. I guess because, you know, whether or someone you want to bone someone is the most important thing about them. My bad. Sorry. As Christians, I thought we would be a little bit better than that. Just a wee bit better. Just a smidge.
Or because they're otherwise qualified. And I just wanted to put my two cents in this conversation because if you've been on this channel for a while, you know, we talk about marriage here. And I think that there's a magnitude to marriage that I don't think a lot of people understand, and they only get it once they've already married. And then by then it's too late to be like, biblically speaking anyway, it's too late to try to like correct some of the mistakes you've made. And so
the implication being, biblically speaking, at the very least, that the mistake you've made was just being with him because he's ugly. That would be the implication there.
So to my unmarried sisters, I wanted to talk about this. If you're already married, then you're already married.
Yeah, if you're already married to an ugly man, that's on you. You picked him.
But if you're unmarried, I just wanted to talk about this because I see it going around a lot. So it's a lot of people when pushing this will reference the verse. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it is the prophet Samuel going around looking for the next king to anoint for the nation of Israel. And he goes in and he sees the sons of Jesse, some of which are very tall and strong and beautiful. And he's like thinking to himself, surely this must be the next king. Like, look how beautiful and tall and strong and handsome he is. And God is like, no, I have rejected him. And then God says something along the lines of like, man looks on the outward appearance, but I look at the heart. And so I have heard that verse used as a premise to encourage Christian women to marry ugly men or to just marry men that they find unappealing, because after all, God looks on the heart.
And while considering that that whole Christian thing means Christ-like, and the whole point is to try to emulate some of the behaviors and moral standards of God, I mean,
I've heard it outside of the church. The way that I've heard it discussed is I have actually had it said to me, like, as marital advice that I did not take.
To be clear, her husband is attractive. She didn't marry no ugly man. Look, okay. So, obviously, I'm being incredibly snotty and taking pot shots, but this is an important thing about young ladies. They're starting to self-report a lot more often I think there's something about TikTok. Again, they use it like it's their diary. It's so stupid. It's insane. But a lot of them are starting to be outward and honest about the fact that they measure their worth against how attractive the man that they can pull is. Now, I want to make a video about that, just kind of on its own, and use different examples and talk about it. But it's incredibly reversed. It's very toxically masculine, actually, right? It's how insecure men measure their success, or the attractiveness or the beauty of another woman. It is the reversal, the as above, so below reversal of Baphomet, as I like to say, of reversing how men and women kind of operate. Now, again, I'd have to go into more detail about that. But it is really interesting to me that the extent of how masculine women have become, it isn't even just found in their careers. It's also found in how they are perceiving themselves in relation to other women. Because, again, even in the way men do that, where they use a hot woman as a trophy wife to validate their existence, is still the measure of an insecure and, dare I would say, pathetic man, of which you should not be trying to be like. But due to the natures of feminism, seeing the worst aspects of man and believing that to be the best, so they try to emulate those behaviors, we have that reproduction. Now again, I'm going to go into more detail about it, but it's really important to highlight this because there was no reason for her to highlight the fact that she didn't take that advice, other than to make herself look good because she picked an attractive dude. I just wanted to explain why she did that. It's really important. Anyway, she'll continue.
But I was told you want to get a man that other women don't really want.
Like, and that's just the opposite of being a woman, right? Just we know that you guys only ever want the man that every woman wants. Of course, that man will end up cheating on you with all of those women that wanted him, and he doesn't respect nor value your presence because you are one of many of the women in his harem. But I mean, you know, that's you do you. You want to be a part of someone's harem? I can't stop you. Okay, fine. I'll actually let her go. I just think that it is really interesting to me. You're just taking umbrage with that, without any critical thought behind it. But you know what? That's what I'm here for. Continue.
Like, you don't want the person that everybody wants. You want the one that, like, not that many people want. And I just wanted to take time to talk about this notion because I'm like, if no one brings balance to the conversation, you're going to have women who marry men that they otherwise wouldn't marry. And then they're in covenant now. Like, you're in covenant. And
yes, God forbid women marry otherwise ugly men and bring joy to their lives, because those ugly men don't deserve anything. You know, I do find it very interesting how little selflessness or altruism or heroism that is in femininity, right? Like, think about this one for a second. This man, as we've set up in the criteria, otherwise is nice or kind or great in every other aspect, every other avenue, right? That's how we got set up. That's right. That's the juxtaposition. But he's ugly. Instead of you bringing beauty to his life and making him feel great and validated for having that virtue, that goodness, that kindness, instead you say, that's all nice and everything, but you can give that to someone else, not me, because I need someone that's all that and it's nice to look at. Again, as Christian women, look, if you're a materialistic, thought-able body, like, that, sure, like, it's not going to help you, but, you know, there's no virtue to keep. But as a Christian woman, what even is the defense for that? For you to value the appearance, the physical attributes of someone above the spirit. You know the physical is temporary as a Christian woman. You know that the Lord looks at more important things. You know that there is more important virtue to the man. And somehow, some way, you think that your sexual desire is more important than how God views man? We literally just read the scripture of how God views man. But you're like, nah, God might care about the heart of it, but me? Nah, bro, I need some six-pack abs. What you mean? I need a nice-looking, strong-looking man, I guess, huh? I'm just saying. As a Christian woman, I'm just saying, you should elevate yourself to a higher standard. I'm just saying that maybe that there's more important things and whether or not the guy looks real nice when he's clapping your cheeks, I don't know.
So the first thing I want to say is you need to look at, before you take advice from anybody, you need to look at their life and what their life is producing and ask yourself if you would be happy to see that replicated in your own life.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life when it comes to taking advice. The question of whether or not you should take advice is whether it's applicable and it solves your problem. If it doesn't match the issue that you currently have, then it probably isn't good advice. It's not going to help you. It's not applicable. You can't use it. If you're dehydrated and someone says you need to stretch more often, it's terrible advice. Not because stretching is bad, but because it doesn't address your dehydration. You understand? So it's not about looking at the results of the person based on the advice. It's whether it makes sense to apply it. If it doesn't make sense to apply it, you can't use it, no matter how good it is. The problem is, this piece of advice can be applied very well. The issue then is far more complex when you're talking about how someone's life went on. The advice itself may have been not applied. And the reason why the person is telling you the advice now is so you'd have a different life result than they had. That's why they're giving you the advice sometimes. You have to be more critical than that. You can't just say, well, look at your life. It didn't turn out that well. Yes, dumbass. Hence why I'm telling you to not do this, or why I'm telling you to do something else. Use your bloody brain for a bloody second, please. Goodness gracious.
I'm thinking of the person who told me, like, you don't want the man that everybody wants. I knew to reject that advice because
getting a WAP was far more important than the virtues and heart of a man. That's what it is. Let's not pretend. Can we? You know what I mean? Can we? Like, come on. You know what I mean? You know what I mean.
This particular woman that was advising me is a woman who is very insecure. And she operates and was in that moment operating from a place of insecurity such that she didn't really have a very high opinion of herself.
So, like I said, to avoid the pain she feels, she's giving you advice that she didn't take. Or maybe she did take it and it helps her with her insecurities. Listen, if... All other things aside, if again we're maintaining that the man she's with is a good man and she doesn't find him attractive, then she still won in the end. There's no loss here. Oh no, she didn't experience the ultimate pleasures of sex with a super high alpha, attractive, chatty male, whatever. There's worse things to not have in life. Like someone who loves you and cares about you and protects you and helps to make your life better. I find it rather interesting that women are willing to throw away all of the wonderful things of man for their lustful... You know, it just hit me. I know I'm really snarky, but this just hit me. Why? How did we get to a point where ladies complained about men only wanting them for sex, but they... characterizing based off whether or not they'll even interact with us, let alone marry us, based on their desire to have sex with us.
And she wanted to marry a man who she considered to be even lower than herself, because even though she didn't think highly of her own standing, she felt good to know that she was higher than her partner. And so she advised, you want the man that not that many people want. So
now, to be fair, you are right to criticize this woman's motivations in giving that piece of advice in particular. If she is an insecure person and she's dating a man who's lower in order to match her insecurities because she doesn't want to feel like he's going to cheat, then yeah, sure, it is a really nasty thing to do. However, you're really more criticizing that woman and you're not actually criticizing the advice. And those are two different things. You should criticize the woman, sure, but the advice that she's made can still be very sound, very rational. Picking the man that a lot of ladies don't want probably means that he may actually value you as a woman singularly a lot more than he would if he felt that you were just an option like any other woman. In other words, he's going to value you more than he would, say, if he had a harem and you were one of four, one of ten, or whatever. The point is, you have to think more critically about advice. You can't just dismiss it offhand because you saw that she was an insecure woman. You gotta criticize her as being an insecure person. And it is certainly wrong for her to date her or marry her husband because he's lower than her. That's extremely nasty. But that's her and not really the advice, if you understand what I'm saying.
So that's what was like motivating her advice to me. And so you need to understand when receiving advice from someone, what's motivating them? What life experiences have they gone through that might be causing them to advise me in this way? So that's something to think about. And as far as the Bible verse where it says, you know, God looks at the, you know, man looks on the appearance, God looks on heart. I think you can take that verse two different ways.
No, you can't.
Some people have taken it to mean the most important thing is, you know, the heart.
Yeah. The people who said that can read.
But I've heard Jim Rohn say when he reads that verse, he learns two things. One, that God looks on the heart, just as the Bible says, and that man looks on the outward appearance.
Now, riddle me this one. Between God and man, who is routinely wrong about their morality and how they should behave?
Both of those things are very important to know. So while God may judge you on who you are internally, the rest of humanity judges you based on what you look like.
Yes, my dear. And that's wrong. It's rather short-sighted. It's rather stupid. Now, to sprinkle in some nuance, okay? Because I know some people are going to get their feelings hurt. Listen. If someone has pink eye, clearly they're infected. If someone has a runny nose, clearly they're sick. Someone's shirt's dirty, clearly they were playing in the dirt, if not doing a job that would get some dirt on them. If a person has a scar, clearly they were in a fight or they got hit with something. I'm not saying that there's no information on which to be deduced or obtained from one's physical appearance. It's obviously not true. Of course, you can understand some things from the way someone looks. The problem is that you cannot understand all of that person, or even most of them, really, simply based on their appearance. Granted, if you see a person who's overweight, see a person who's fat, you probably conclude that they eat too much. Fair enough. But is that the only thing that's important about them? Is it only important that they just eat a whole bunch? Maybe they're depressed, and maybe they need some help, maybe they need some encouragement. Maybe they're really funny, maybe they're really helpful, maybe they're really smart. Maybe there's more elements to the human condition than simply what we see on the surface. Perhaps. And as individuals who, again, are called to think critically, be a little bit more deeply in tune with one's spirits, and their own spirit, as a matter of fact, probably isn't a good idea to focus so much just on the way someone looks. It doesn't mean that there's no information to be obtained, but it doesn't mean it's the most important, and it certainly shouldn't be so important that everything else about them is irrelevant. Maybe there's a little bit of a middle ground here. Maybe we can like the way they look and care about their character at the same time.
And we're not going to argue whether that's good or bad. We're just going to acknowledge that is the truth.
Well, you obviously can't argue whether it's good or bad because you know it's bad because you just read that it was a bad thing. And from there, I'll end the video. Mostly due to time constraints, because I'm going to be here for a while. I just realized I only made like 5 minutes into what she's saying. But hopefully you guys get the gist, right? Like, hopefully you guys get it, right? People are a little too shallow. And the problem that I have in the topic of modernity is how it even permeates even Christianity has to deal and contend with the black pill. We're supposed to be above this. We're supposed to be better than this, man. We have every reason, every single reason to be better than this. then whether or not we should even be having a conversation as a Christian woman if like we should care about the way a man looks beyond his character and his virtue and his adherence to God's word. I mean, it is just depressing that even they cannot rise above apparently the materialisms of the world. And I say material mostly because it's all about your looks and your face. I don't know about all that BS, all that nonsense. The point is, hopefully you guys watch this video to the end, is this, okay? If you take anything out of this video, please take this out of it. I understand that you want your pee-pee to get hard. I understand that you want your hoo-ha to flow, okay? I get it. You know, you just, I get it. I do. But you must temper your desires for someone. If you've gotten to a point where you have to ask, does attraction matter? In lieu of every other great aspect of a person, you have goofed. You've lost before you've even began. Someone, first of all, it is a purely selfish indulgence. You don't care about that person. You can't. If you look at the way they look, you're not talking about their health. You're not talking about whether or not their blood flows well. You're not trying to get them to make sure their diet is right. Let's be real. When you don't care about that person, you just want them to make you feel good about you. And as such, it's selfish. It's extremely selfish. It's double compounded on it being selfish. When once again, we juxtapose that with everything else that makes a human. Again, be wise. Do not be a dumbass. I am not saying that there is no information to be obtained from someone based on their physical appearance. You can tell that I like dragons because I have a hat that has a dragon on it. There is some information to be obtained. But you don't know anything else I'm interested in. All that's assumptions. You'd have to talk to me. You don't know if I'm a nice person or a mean person. You'd have to engage. You don't know if I'm funny. You don't know anything about me. You don't know if I'm intelligent. All you know, he likes dragons. That's the most you can get out of that information. You have to be wise when you're trying to find life partners because there's more important things than whether or not someone is attractive and they make your dick hard or they make your wop flow. And considering the fact that women seem to overwhelmingly have this problem a lot more than men, quite ironically, when we are the ones who are the bloody sex beasts who only think about sex all the time, I think you guys really need to reevaluate what is important about men. Because if the only thing that you think about is important about men is whether or not they make your wop flows, you goofed. Especially if you're a Christian woman. So that being said, I just hope you guys got something out of today's video. I doubt it. But if you did, I don't know, man, click the like button. And shoot, go and click the subscribe button. Comment comments below. And as always, you guys have yourselves a great day. I will see you cool cats soon. Adios.